Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:13 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We have Lisa Newell on the line. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday, and we preview the paper a little bit here on Thursday morning. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Great, great. We've got a new city council seated, so we had some people leave, right?
We did. It was a wonderful event because it was a packed house, standing room only, at the inauguration or the taking of the oath of office. And the farewell to Mayor Terry Fitch and Mayor Pro Tem Tom Nail, and the installation of Mayor J.B. Schluter, who was previously a council member, and also the inauguration, I guess you could say, of Brittany Simpson, who was appointed earlier when Todd Torgerson left, and Amy Tavai, and also, I'm going to forget his name now. Tim Burr. Know him well. Great guy. Sorry about that, Tim. But anyway, great council. They all have gone through the Citizens Academy. They know how the city works. They know how to hit the ground running. We're in very good hands in the city of Gulf Breeze.
Very good. I like to see that happen. You also have a story about the ongoing, I guess this is connected to the federal requirement that we assess our pipes for any lead or linings or what the condition is. Is that right?
Yes, so there was a rule, the Environmental Protection Agency's lead and copper rule revisions said that you're going to have to research all of your water pipes to determine if they are lead, and if they are lead, you're going to have to replace them. And the city hired Dewberry to come and investigate all of the city Gulf Breeze Regional Water Facility, all of their systems pipes, and they have determined that the city does not have any lead pipes. So this is extremely good news. It means that the water quality here is very good, and they're not going to have to do an expenditure. So that is extremely good news for the city of Gulf Breeze and for everyone who uses city water, which means people who live outside the city also use city water.
Right, right, right. We're talking to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. Let's get traffic on the fives from John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Just one accident to let you know about. If you are on North W Street between Truman Avenue and Fairfield, there's an accident. The roadway is blocked. First responders are on the scene, but I'm seeing road blockage both in the north and south direction, so be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. We've got, 10 Republicans trying to be the winner of the primary, which is almost certainly who's going to wind up getting the actual seat. It's a flurry. Who can get their brand out? Who can say the most outrageous thing? Who can get the most free media? Right? That's where we're at.
I'm not buying into that.
Well, you did run for the state senate as a Democrat, so I understand you may see things differently. That's fair.
Yes. I'm saying that they're not going to publish any free media for people. That's not going to happen. But they are definitely trying to manipulate it, trying to get more outrageous things, like you said. But yes, there was actually a little forum down in the bar, and a lot of the people who are running were there. And they were, making their pitch. So we have part one of that article that does tell what they said there.
Okay.
That was a media event. But when they send me a press release, I don't publish that because unfair to have it without any kind of pushback or anything like that.
Sure.
So, yes, of course, the governor has endorsed Jimmy Patronis.
Okay, has he?
Because
I was looking the other day and I couldn't verify that. Are you sure that he has endorsed Patronis?
I've read that everywhere, yes.
Okay, all right.
The governor has endorsed Patronis, yes. But all these other people don't care about that. They're going to continue to go after it. A lot of names I've known and a lot of people I did not know, all of them have unique qualifications. So we'll see who comes out on top and who gets the most votes. Of course, being a primary election, they're not expecting a very large turnout. So it really is up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, five votes one way or the other could be the difference. It's going to be such a small turnout, and a 10-person field means that, you know, 15, 20% might wind up winning the thing. It's kind of amazing. One of my favorite things you do every year, All I Want for Christmas Is My...
Two front teeth, and that is actually going to be in our issue next week on the 19th. So we are out collecting pictures of children who are missing their two front teeth right now. We're going to the schools. If you have a child who is missing their two front teeth, maybe they are go to a private school or maybe they are homeschooled, please send those pictures in. We need their first and last names and their ages. They must be a resident of Gulf Breeze area. So those are the things we look for, and we will be publishing those in the December the 19th issue. And we're also going to be, this will be our last issue before Christmas, so we're also having a lot of Christmas cards and greeting cards in that issue as well. So it's going to be a really great issue. If you want to have your ad included, please give us a call today or tomorrow. It'll be too late after that. But we are going to have a great splash for January as well. And, of course, we have an issue every week. It's great. So nothing to do with not to say this is the last opportunity. They're all really good opportunities. But make sure that you get that ad in if you want it in, for sure.
One more just quick thing. You had a note about how there was a fire that you think was connected to a golf cart battery. And this is last night. Is that right?
Yes, last night. It was a huge to-do. Lots of ambulances and fire trucks all over the city of Gulf Breeze. And people were calling me asking them what was going on. And it was a house fire, a structure fire, on Florida Avenue, the 200 block, and they do believe that the fire was started by a golf cart. Some people thought they heard gunshots. It could have been, you know, just something happening. Maybe there was a fire, maybe an aerosol can, you know. We don't know what it could have been.
Okay.
But it was not gunshots. It was actually a structure fire in Gulf Breeze. We're waiting for more information, but the last thing we heard was that there were no injuries.
Well, that's good news. That's good news. Very good. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday. Lisa, thank you so much for the time. As always, look forward to talking to you again next week.
I'll talk to you soon, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get a good real estate agent who can solve problems, set a price, take the photos, stage it, put up the open house, you know, do all the things that get you all the way through to getting the house sold for the best possible price or bought for the best possible price. That comes from repetition. It comes from experience. 175 homes sold last year. That's about 3.5 a week, on pace to do about the same amount this year. That's pretty good. It's down a little bit from when the market was hot and easy, and you basically all you had to do was announce you had a home and it would sell. They were over 200 those years, but now still, this is the benefit of having experience, is making sure that you continue to get good sales, good purchases. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's recite the code of the L, shall we? Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring.
It's been a pleasure to serve the citizens of Santa Rosa County these past 12 years. It's been a challenge when I first came into this position. We've learned a lot. The county had a population of about 176,000 people. Now we're over 200,000 people. We had to evolve from a small county and a good old boy system to we're a big county now. And I'll set up some guidelines and some rules.
That's Don Spencer, the retiring clerk of the court and comptroller for Santa Rosa County during the committee meeting that was on Monday. It's kind of funny because Kerry Smith, who's the chairman, kind of said, do you want to talk now or on Thursday or both? And he decided to talk then. I don't know if he's going to talk again this morning or not. But
it's been a pleasure representing the citizens of Santa Rosa County and an honor to have been your clerk and comptroller for the last 12 years. And I feel very privileged that we've done a good job and nobody has run against me. So that let me know we've been doing a good job.
Yeah, typically unopposed does mean something, you know, because trust me, in Santa Rosa County, they will oppose you if they think you need to be opposed, for sure. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident that happened. It's a hit-and-run crash with injuries and roadblock. Still blocking the roadway on North W Street. That's between Truman and Fairfield. We've got both north and southbound lanes are being blocked with that bad accident. Also, if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between the Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 5 to 8 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. We got a text in at 437-1620. Somebody was the neighbor of that fire that Lisa Newell was talking about from last night. This person says it was my neighbor's home. And wants to give a big shout out to Chief Gabriel Johnson of Gulf Breeze Fire and Rescue. He was calm, informative, went above and beyond. Angel Gabriel, for sure. Wow, that's great. I'm so sorry, but I'm so glad that, you know, nobody was hurt in the process. That's the good news, right? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, did we already go to David before the? No, we didn't. Okay. He's focused on something else. It happens sometimes. Here it comes. Hi, man. How you doing?
Hello.
Sorry to interrupt.
Well, that is absolutely A-okay. So firefighters still battling that raging wildfire in California. The Franklin fires burned 4,000 acres now near Malibu, and apparently they've got a lot of high winds there, so that's really fueling that. The Pentagon pushing back on claims by Congressman Jeff Van Drew that drones flying over New Jersey should be shot down, and that he said the evidence suggested that they could be the work of Iran or other foreign adversaries.
I know. Let's send an F-22 up there with a multi-million-dollar missile and shoot them down.
Well, yeah. What's the better use for the, you know, a better use for a multi-million-dollar missile than a, you know, a $200 DJI drone, right?
We'll just have the snipers aim up into the air and shoot those high-powered rifle rounds that come back down at some point. And if they miss, well, they miss, you know. No big deal. Whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And the New York Mets are introducing their new star player, Juan Soto, today. They're having a ceremony at Citi Field. Mets owner Steve Cohen outbid every other team for the 26-year-old. He signed a $765 million contract yesterday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. It's actually kind of an interesting physics problem. Like, if you could fire a gun straight up into the air, it's not really that dangerous because it kind of tumbles and stops becoming a spinning round so much. But if you fire it at some kind of an angle and it maintains its spin and you know, some of its velocity, that's not good. Generally, the ballistics is a lot more complicated than that, but it's sort of generally that's right. Have you ever wondered about turning off your cell phone when you're on an airplane? There's a pilot that's put out a TikTok explaining why this is a thing.
This is just a friendly PSA that the airplane mode button on your phone is not a conspiracy. So if you forget to put your phone on airplane mode, no, it's not the end of the world. The plane will not fall out of the sky, and it won't even mess with the systems on board. However, it does have the potential to mess with the headsets. If you have an aircraft with 70, 80, 150 people on board, and even three or four people's phones start to try to make a connection to a radio tower for an incoming phone call, it sends out radio waves. There's the potential that those radio waves can interfere with the radio waves of the headset that the pilots are using.
So that's the possibility. And he finishes up. I mean, you know, it's TikTok, so the news has to be a minute or less.
Last night in San Francisco, we had pushed off the gate. We were talking to the rampers. We disconnected from the tug, started the engines. And then once we got the plane turned around, we started headed towards the taxiways, and I called up ground to get our clearance as to which direction we had to go. And as soon as we start getting the directions, there's like this really annoying buzz going through the headset, and it kind of sounds like there's a mosquito in my ear. Like I said, it's not end of the world, but it's definitely pretty annoying when you're trying to copy down instructions and it sounds like there's just like a wasp or something flying around you. So if you're ever curious why you got to put on airplane mode, that's why.
Also, it's a federal law. U.S. law requires passengers switch their phones to airplane mode while flying. The law says cellular telephones installed in or carried aboard airplanes, balloons, or any other...
Balloons?
Or any other type of aircraft must not be operated while such aircraft are airborne, not touching the ground, in parentheses. When any aircraft leaves the ground, all cellular telephones on board that aircraft must be turned off. There you go. So that's your, you know, your somewhat short explanation. It makes a wasp buzz around in the cockpit is what you need to know.
I think that's the person with still a 3G phone.
Probably an old.
Because remember how they used to zzz everywhere we went?
I even have my old, like, singular Nokia era. It's my best alarm clock. And that thing still, I can still play, like, Snafu on it, and it's a great alarm clock. The little silver ones.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden's pardon pen with the biggest one-day act of presidential clemency, commuting the sentences of 1,500 people on home confinement who were let out of prison early during COVID. 39 more pardoned of nonviolent crimes. Incoming border czar Tom Homan meets New York Democrat Mayor Eric Adams today on Adams' invite to talk about how he would begin deporting criminal migrants. Briefings, but no answers to the drone incursions over New Jersey after the Pentagon shot down a New Jersey congressman's suggestion the drones may be coming from an Iranian ship. Residents' minds not eased about the nightly sightings.
It's kind of scary when you're driving down the road at night and you see these lights coming towards you in the sky. You don't know what it is.
And President-elect Donald Trump made the cover. He's the Time Person of the Year. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 39 degrees right now, sunshine in Pensacola. The Escambia Board of Commissioners discussing several offers that are on the table for the OLF 8 property in Beulah today. The biggest offer from Beulah Town Center LLC and Fred Hemmer. They've been negotiating with the county now for a couple of years.
We've been following intently, obviously, for the last 2 years. Spent quite a bit of time and money. Following it and looking at it and, reacting to a lot of the changes that the county has requested from time to time.
And Beulah Town Center's offered $42.5 million for the 530-acre property. There's also two other offers on the table, $40 million from Tri-W Associates and a $30 million offer from Ryan Bell and Beulah Ranch. All three of those developers will speak at the Escambia Board of Commissioners Committee of the Whole meeting later today. Well, there is some expansion coming for the curriculum at Warrington Preparatory Academy. They're launching some new programs next year.
Digital design and entrepreneurship. And so students in digital design will be able to start creating products that eventually will be sold here within a business that we want to create here at Warrington. On the entrepreneur side of it, students will now be able to run, understand, and actually run the store will be here.
And that is Charter Schools USA Superintendent Dr. Eddie Ruiz, and he says they're also launching some new prototype programs in artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and video game animation and design. The school is expanding to offer ninth grade classes next year as well. Students will have to apply if they want to attend the school. Applications for that open next month. Pensacola and Perdido Bay's estuary program has earned a national designation. The administrator with the EPA formally enrolled the Pensacola and Perdido Bay Estuary Program into the National Estuary Program and designated it as estuaries of national significance. And this coming on the heels of the U.S. House of Representatives passing the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary of National Significance Act last Monday. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz appears to have a favorite in the race for his now vacant seat in Congress. A video message posted on his X account this week said, Jimmy Patronis is willing to give up a statewide elected position to seek the District 1 congressional seat. He says that's something that's never happened before.
His bosses ranged from Key West all the way up to Jacksonville, all the way to the end of Perdido Key. And he is willing to trade a statewide elected position because Florida 1 is that special.
Gaetz said there's a lot of talent up for the job. There's currently 10 Republican candidates, including Patronis. They'll face off in a primary next year. Gaetz decided not to return to Congress despite his nomination for attorney general meeting an end last month. Gaetz is starting a new career as a talk show host on One America News in January. Bad news for Florida citrus. Production down across the state. New report out from the Department of Agriculture says that Florida is expected to produce 6 million fewer boxes of oranges this season compared to the previous one, which ended in July. Hurricane Milton is listed as the main reason behind the anticipated decline. In addition to oranges, the forecast is expecting a drop in grapefruit and tangerine production as well. It's 8:35, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Staples Stores. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Still dealing with that accident that happened on North W Street. Both northbound and southbound lanes are being affected with this. It's a hit and run crash with injuries. First responders are on the scene trying to clear that up, but I'm still seeing those delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice chilly day today, starting off in the 30s. Highs today near 56 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 61. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 39 in Pensacola, 35 in Milton, 39 in Gulf Breeze. Your money now this morning. Of course, President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell on Wall Street this morning as he was named Time's Person of the Year. The markets, as of right now, the Dow is up about 9.5 points at 44,158.10. The S&P down 16 points at 60.68. The NASDAQ down 88.5 points at 19,946. 10-year bond rate is up slightly, 4.289%. Gold prices are down 45.90 at 27.10.80. Silver prices down 74 cents this morning at 32.22. And crypto, the Bitcoin right now is sitting at 100,863.82, but it's down 649.95. Ethereum's up, Solana's up, no change in Dogecoin, currently at 41 cents. Gasoline prices in the U.S. are at the lowest that they've been in 3 years now.
That's good news. This AAA says almost 120 million people will travel at least 50 miles away from home this holiday season, and 9 in 10 travelers will drive to their destinations. GasBuddy.com says the national average for a gallon of regular fell to $2.97 on Monday. That's the lowest average since May of 2021. The lowest prices in the country are in Oklahoma, with the average price of $2.42 a gallon. The highest average was in Hawaii, where a gallon of gas is still $4.48. A top analyst at GasBuddy predicts the national average for gas will potentially drop another 10 to 15 cents by Christmas. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thanks, Tammy. Inflation is on the rise again. Consumer prices jumped 2.7% compared to 1 year ago. That, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, released yesterday. The increase was in line with analysts' expectations. A federal appeals court did away with NASDAQ rules designed to ensure boardroom diversity, saying the Securities and Exchange Commission, which approved those rules, lacked the authority to do so. If they'd been left in place, the rules required thousands of public companies trading on NASDAQ to have at least one person of color, woman, or member of the LGBTQ community on their boards, unless they could provide an explanation for not doing so. The legal challenge was brought on by groups that claimed those rules violated civil rights laws. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Weather outside is frightful. Gulf Coast Air Care can make indoors delightful. If your heater stinks when it blows, let us know, let us know, let us know. Okay, you get the idea. This is Todd St. Orr from Gulf Coast Air Care. It's heater season, and we at Gulf Coast Air Care want you to think about the seasonal cleaning of your furnace. That awful burning smell is all that junk burning off and out into the house. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today. Our phone number is 934-2768. Hit it, Sarah.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Tom Beaudet from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for Cat Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Beaudet from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Christmas is coming. You may have heard 13 days. Yes, my cold, blah, blah. Anyway, I can hear it all of a sudden being worse than it's been all day. Very unfortunate. So my question for you, 437-1620, what's the earliest Christmas gift you remember getting? What's the earliest Christmas gift that you can remember getting? And, you know, you can give me a rough age if you remember kind of, you know, what age. And I know it's a hard one because, you know, just maybe there's like one or two that kind of like you think of those. I definitely remember getting those early. And I'll go first because I see the look on John and Meg's face, which is,
oh boy,
I don't know if I can pull up that photo album so easily. That's a long time ago. The one that I remember is it was an alarm clock back when we had, and I guess you still have, but, you know, digital alarm clocks, and it was a box and it was plastic and it had blue LED display and it had all the, and it was a radio, of course, and it had all the buttons, the snooze and the alarm and all that stuff. And it had my favorite part about it is it had a back switch that had bright and dim.
Oh boy.
I know. It was super advanced for like 1976, right? And so you could turn it on the high if you wanted to light up the room, or the low if you wanted to, you know, not have that particular problem. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I remember that. And that thing lasted, I mean, probably through college for me. It might have made it through till I got married, and probably my wife looked at that and said, me or that. And, you know, and there's a lot of things that a single guy doesn't get to take into a marriage on that basis, which is fine. So that's the one I remember the most. Maybe others will come to mind. But, John, do you have one that sticks out for you?
Oh, gosh, when I was little, it was the Hulk Green Machine. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I definitely do.
Love
Green
that.
Machine was hot, man.
It was.
And you can ride that if you're not too big of an adult.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Machine is a good device. Absolutely, that's the big wheel for serious people.
That's what right. That is.
Oh. All right, Meg, what do you have?
Well, I have two, so I'm not sure which came first, but these were the two special ones.
All right, hold on. 437-1620, text me with your answers. What's the first Christmas gift that you can remember? Go ahead.
Okay.
And if you want to give a year and your age, that would help too.
I want to say that I was, I don't know, seven, something like that.
Okay.
But it was a Barbie dream house.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I'm not saying, oh, yes, me too. I'm saying, yes, I know.
I was wondering. I was like,
yeah.
I remember the thing. I didn't have one. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
And so that was like, I remember that was like, that. I've been asking for that. And when it was under the tree, I was so, because it was wrapped and I knew what it was before I opened it. And then the other one similar to that was when I got a pink bicycle.
Oh, all right.
A pink bicycle.
With training wheels or without?
This was with training wheels.
Right.
And it had the little, what are those fringe
the
things?
Tassels.
Tassels on the handle wheels. Handlebars, I mean. And I mean, that was like
the early pom-poms, the very small early pom-poms to get you programmed in that direction.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I love that. That's great. Do you, does your family do deceptive wrapping or non-deceptive wrapping?
Oh my gosh. I remember when I was about 10.
We are 100% deceptive wrappers.
There was a box as big as a moving van under the tree with my name on it.
How many boxes were inside?
30.
Yeah.
And eventually what I got was a ring.
Right.
It was a ring in this giant box.
Did they go as far as to put like rocks in the third box and then a bag of water in the fifth box so that it wouldn't
went that far.
Oh, no. You got to go all out. When you're going to go deceptive wrapping, you got to fully get to all of the sensations can get thrown up. You can put smells in there. You know, so that it smells a certain way to mess somebody up. Oh, yeah. No, you got to have a lot of fun with the wrapping. 437.
That doesn't sound like fun, the smells.
It's fun for the people watching.
yeah, I bet.
let's see. Where am I at here? Somebody says, teddy bear at 2 years old and kept him for years.
Oh, yes.
I still have some of my teddy bears.
I have a whole collection.
In my top back of my closet.
I saw a couple in your car,
Well, shut up.
Okay.
No, I still have Henry. Henry was my first teddy
That's
bear.
Awesome.
I have Teddy still.
Henry's got one eye and, you know, no mouth.
Yes. And I don't want to know what happened to it,
the
velveteen rabbit.
We're going for minor surgery,
you
Teddy.
You love him into blindness.
The velveteen
rabbit. That's right. There you go. Somebody says, 1971, a bicycle. It was awesome because it meant freedom when I was 11. Every kid had a bike. And by the way, side note, tell me I'm wrong. Bike tires lasted for 23 years back then and now a month. Am I wrong?
I'm experiencing that with my son. We're having to buy tires like every other month.
When we go on our bike rides, you know, my wife and I go biking all the time. I literally carry a pump and an inner tube with me in case and I have had to replace inner tubes on the bike ride. And then sometimes it goes flat. I'm just, like, as a kid, you rode your bike for 100 years and never had to change a bike tire.
Yeah,
never.
I don't ever remember changing a tire.
These manufacturers these days, they're no good anymore. It's true. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about, nor slowdowns. Everything is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, back to the text. 437-1620, the question of the day. What was the first Christmas gift you remember giving? Oh, this is a good one. This person had a good childhood. A Super Nintendo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. No, that's... Boy, your parents loved you in a way they didn't love me. so, no, actually, we were always the... And this is not fair, but we were always kind of like the video game system from Wish.com. Because, like, I grew up on Intellivision, which is actually a really good
Atari.
Game system.
Yeah.
But it's not Atari, and it's not NES. You know, it's the other one, right?
The other one.
I think my dad had a Magnavox, and the Magnavox was fun to a certain degree. But, you know, sometimes you buy beta, and you wind up being wrong. You know, the market says otherwise. 437-1620, 1965, a Lionel train set. We got it early so we could set it up and let it run around the tree.
My brother had that. I remember when he got that for Christmas. Oh my gosh.
I don't even know if you can buy any more of the, like, slot cars.
Lionels were the best.
Because, you know, those you could play for hours and hours and hours, and of course you make jumps and you make movements. And I'm sure they have something like it, and I know RC cars are sort of a substitute for that, but... slot cars were so much fun. And of course, the whole issue with the slot cars or the trains was always what? Oh, I didn't get that circuit. It's not running.
Exactly.
Find the flaw in my design. Let's see. Somebody here says a bell from Santa's sleigh around kindergarten.
Very sweet.
Somebody says, I don't remember the exact year, but I remember getting my Shirley Temple doll, and my mother had made extra clothes for her.
Aww.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I love that.
Let's see. What is this? I'm not sure what that means. Ventura Highway 45?
Yes.
Oh, the
Ventura Highway.
45 of Ventura Highway. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm like, they gave you a road. I don't understand. I'm not so old that I don't know what 45 is. I had some until I got rid of all my records. But
don't even get started on all the records. That was
a big deal. So much. The Green Machine, early 70s, same year as me, Andrew. We're old guys now. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, not that old. Craftsman Toolbox and Socket Set, 1977-ish. Still have it. Still use it. Do you have any of your tools you got as a kid now as an adult, John?
I don't because they were stolen, but I wish I did.
I don't. Think I do. I'd have to really think through the early. I actually, here's a weird one. I have the box that I got my first tool set in when I must have been like five, the little metal box, but it stopped holding tools long ago and it now holds, this is a weird one, all of my clipped cartoons and comic strips from newspapers and things over the years. It's like a little suitcase full of old funny things. It's a weird thing to tell about yourself. Anyway, it's just out there. Let's see. A blue metal Tonka garbage truck. I was four. Blue for a Tonka. That's an unusual one. Battery operated toy. Two barreled hand sized battle tank. Age 3, 1958. I got Tinker Toys the following year.
Ooh,
oh, man.
Tinker
that's a
toys.
Good childhood.
Love
that
Tinker
is a good
toys.
Childhood. Cap guns. Early years. Yeah, man. Can you even buy cap guns anymore? They're probably too unsafe. And, of course, I don't want to go down the Jarts road, but I just want to mention it because if you're going to talk about unsafe toys that we all should have still, Jarts. You got to be able to bump off a neighbor kid if you need to. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, felonious. I'm Andrew McKay.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to fight breast cancer right here in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Join Don from Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where she is sharing information on the Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus care model for seniors and how this is different from a primary care visit. Tune in to call in or text your questions for Don to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
The party's on.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Shins. John, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. So we're talking about the earliest childhood memories. My mother just texted me and was like, "You don't remember this or this or this?" And I'm like, oh no.
Now you're in trouble. That's
I
so
know.
Funny.
So that's going to be a long conversation we're going to have.
Excellent. And by the way, I don't know, right as we were quitting the segment, I had a bunch of texts come in, and they're so good. The frivolous topic was, what's your earliest gift that you remember getting for Christmas? And somebody said, my dad bought my mother a beautiful diamond bracelet, wrapped the box in duct tape, Christmas wrapping after that. It took my mom an hour and a half to open, and she was furious until, of course, she saw the gift. It was all worth it. Yeah, oh, you're strategically deceptive wrapping better pay off in the end. Somebody says Pong was our first one. Somebody says an L&N electric train set, 1950. I still have it. 1966, somebody says the Mighty Moe battleship with battery power. Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one. The first Donkey Kong. When I was in the first grade, I got a blue girl's bicycle that I rode all the way through. High school. Horn and in the down tube and a light on the front. Oh, no, I'd ride that today. Late 70s, Speak and Spell. Oh, man, Speak and Spell. All those early video games. A Daisy BB gun and nobody ever shot their eye out. somebody says Alien Workshop a slick skateboard with Venture trucks and Spitfire wheels at 13. That was in 1994. Oh, man, I love you. We can talk about, you know, old skateboard stuff, too. And then slot car racing remains a thing, somebody confirmed to me. Okay, just a little walk down memory lane. You know, we look through all kinds of different things in the frivolous topic. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly, even 98 rolling through Midway in Fort Walton Beach. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Pensacola Little Theater, a Christmas Story performance. We're going to have tickets to give away for that. I know the afternoon show has tickets to give away for that, so be listening to win your tickets related to that. Also, you know, I have done my best to talk ever so little about the murder of the UHC CEO because I think this story is absurd, obscene, over the top, way out of proportion, the coverage that it's getting, and every little new nuance and detail of this murderer's life. It's just unbelievable to me that we are rewarding this person with attention and publicizing his views. But Elizabeth Warren, Senator Rabbit, because she looks like Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh and talks like Rabbit. Anyway, Senator Elizabeth Warren actually posted this. I cannot believe it. the visceral response from people across the country who feel cheated, ripped off, and threatened by the vile practices of their insurance companies should be a warning to everyone in the healthcare system. What? Violence is never the people can be pushed only so far. You can't hold both views, right? You either say violence is never the answer, or you say people can be pushed only so far. You can't hold both views. She's saying two completely incompatible things here. I mean, this is just crazy time. We've got, in New York City, people are putting up wanted posters with other healthcare executives' pictures on them. Online, people are having arguments about whether this murderer is a hero, whether they want to date him. I mean, my God, people. And let me, so for Elizabeth Warren, okay, here's one thought. Let's, basic strategy in debate, always grant your opponent their premises and see what happens. Okay, grant your opponent their premises. So let's grant the critics that all of these healthcare insurers are just horrible, terrible, wicked, soulless corporations. Just like the documentary, the corporation said, they're all sociopaths. Okay, let's grant that premise. Okay, they deny claims. They don't want to dispense care. They're just in there for making their filthy money, and that's all there is to it. Okay, let's grant that. Well, whose fault is that? Is that the corporation's fault? Or is that the government that lets them operate that way and doesn't exert oversight and doesn't respond to the demands of the people who are apparently very critical of that? I mean, whose fault is that, Elizabeth Warren, one of the 100 most powerful people in the world? I mean, how much are you going to blame them? Now, I'm not saying that what they do is good. I'm just saying, where do you lay the blame? Oh, and also, look, this is going to sound very awkward, but I always want people to think. So you hate that insurance companies don't immediately grant your claims, right? That's the perception. Insurance companies don't immediately grant claims, okay? What would happen if insurance companies did immediately, without question, grant every claim that was submitted to them? What would your insurance premiums be then? Now, you may not like that they give you fussing on your claim, and I'm not saying that the things they do are always good or appropriate or justified, but if they just said yes every time, they'd be like FEMA, right? And then what does FEMA have to do? FEMA puts in all these checks and controls and all this absurd money that you have to pay to avoid waste and abuse. Well, why do the insurance companies operate they do? In order to not waste money, which, by the way, is your premiums.
Listen on air.